of Mr. Asadi, the Iranian diplomat in Sana'a, Yemen. That was a regrettable incident for the Iranian community. Another Iranian diplomat and has been taken captive by terrorists in Sana'a since a while ago. I want to see what prompt measure has the Iranian foreign minister taken for his immediate release. Well, unfortunately, the Iranian diplomat that just got martyred in Yemen, it was just coincided with the days when the delegation to who was probing into the other abduction case was present in Yemen. We just asked the Yemeni officials, and once again wanted to stress that they need to stick to their international to commitments based on international conventions and law, and they need to protect the lives of diplomats. During telephone conversations and also other procedures, we just insisted on the same. The Yemeni government needs to act responsibly regarding the issue. Well, they have announced that they are prepared to pursue the case, to identify the perpetrators and bring them to justice. They have announced all this, but definitely, practically, we should come, we should get some tangible results, and we need to take some effective steps in that direction, and we have expressly announced our demand, and we hope that through the responsible and decisive action on the part of the Yemeni authorities, we'll be able to get more information and the culprits and perpetrators of the terrorist operation that will be identified and be brought to justice. And this Iranian delegation is also trying to see into the situation of Mr. Nick Nach there in Yemen now. And we hope that they, as soon as possible, they will be able to make it possible for his safe return home and bring us some good news. Greetings. Regarding the fabricated story of this Saudi assassination in the U.S., who said that the Saudi officials complained to the U.N. about the Iranians, this was a false claim, you know. And now you see that there are some clandestine measures taken against the Iran national interests, like the terrorist explosion in front of the Iranian embassy. Majid al-Majid was the main culprit. And he had undisclosed relations with Saudi officials. Everyone knows that. But on Saturday also, we saw that an Iranian diplomat was assassinated in Yemen. This again shows the influence of Saudi Arabia. Nobody can deny that among Yemeni officials. So Syria and Iraq officials, so there have been some documents regarding terrorist operations on the part of Saudi Arabia, and they have announced this. The Islamic Republic of Iran, the question is it going to pursue these and anti-human and terrorist operations of Saudi Arabia and legal channels like United Security Council? Well, as for the measures, the points that you just mentioned, we have on the agenda the legal pursuit of the case. So we have made the initial arrangements. Of course, in the wake of the terrorist operation in front of the Iranian embassy in Beirut, that's what was when we started this pursuing the case, the document, the information, the details that was achieved during the in cooperation with Lebanese officials. We're just putting them together so that we have well-documented evidence at hand. And then regarding Yemen, we are also doing the same and pursuing the case so that we have this whole bunch of precise and accurate and well-documented information. Also internationally, we are pursuing the case. It's on the agenda. Naturally, with the clarification of details and precise and well-documented evidence, we can pursue the case more clearly and based on legal proceedings in a more clear way. I should stress again that legally we have been pursuing the case in international forums. At the same time, we're trying to get access to more accurate information and evidence. So the expert meetings and talks I have had with various Lebanese officials, and the same in Yemen, they all would contribute for this report to be finalized, so that based on the basis of further verified information, we can then pass a better judgment. I will also notify you of the result. Greetings. Well, this morning an MP said that an expert delegation to supervise the implementation of the Geneva Conference, the Geneva Agreement, has been formed with Mr. Bourgeri heading it. If you could tell us about that, and also if negotiating team, nuclear negotiating team, is going to also go to the Parliament's National Security Commission, if you could tell us about that too. Well, you said the supervisory delegation in Parliament? Yes, if I'm not informed about that. But we know that Mr. Rakhchi will be taking part in Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Commission. He will be, he's there, so that the latest measures taken at the end of the first step, he will notify the respective parliamentarians about the measures taken, and also the measures and plans that we are going to take for the next round of the negotiations and step to be taken. There will be an exchange of information in the parliament regarding that technical group. I will let you know when I'm informed. But last week, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the Dubai Emir, made some positive comments, and they wanted the lifting of sanctions against Iran. And foreign media said this is in line with an agreement between Iran and UAE on those three islands, disputed islands. Have there been consultations with the Emirates regarding the three islands? And the second question is, Mr. Nawaz Sharif was supposed to have a visit to Tehran. Mr. Nawaz Sharif is very close to Saudi Arabia. And will it carry a special message for Iran? But regarding Mr. Nawaz Sharif's visit, yes, he's scheduled to have a visit to the Islamic Republic of Iran based on the timetable that will be agreed. When it is finalized, we will inform you about that. What Mr. Nawaz Sharif will do, well, definitely you should ask him and Pakistani officials. I'm not in that position to comment on his behalf. As for the claim by the Emirati paper, our embassy in Abu Dhabi denied this, and I also expressly say that there has been no agreement. No agreement has been made, and this report is absolutely false and baseless, and this is only propaganda that's against the Iran's foreign policy in the region. At the same time, the supportive stance of the Emirati officials for lifting of the sanctions is a realistic stance and based on the current developments in the region and the world level, and linking these stances to that comment and the fabricated report by that unknown website. It looks like this is only going to aim at impacting this clear stance that's adopted. Hopefully, the respective media will not be affected by these wrong information. There has been no change in Iran's clear stances regarding the issue of the Iranian islands and Iran's sovereignty over those three islands. And one more time, I would like to stress that here. Go ahead, please. Greetings from Iran Daily. The Geneva II conference without the presence of Iran, well, would it come to the right conclusion if Iran had taken part? What instrumental role could it have played there? Well, to predict where the Geneva II conference will end up in, well, Usually, you cannot make the. It's not the right thing to do, and we don't plan to have any predictions. At the same time, the Islamic Republic of Iran has always stressed a political solution in order to tackle the Syrian crisis. Well, not only in the region, but also on the international level, we have been among the countries that have been a front runner in offering the political solution. We are still emphasizing on the same. So the Syrian crisis and issue should be resolved politically. The people of Syria, it's their right to determine their own destiny regarding any procedure. This should be respected. And the Syria negotiations as a national solution should be adopted, and also other solutions should not be imposed by extra-regional countries and foreigners. They will not bear any fruit. At the same time, we stress the Syria solution and the framework for tackling the crisis. Well, they're clear. If you're realistic, if there's a realistic situation, an atmosphere, and if they stay away from hallucinations and ambitions, ambitious designs, then coming up with a solution on the basis of what the people in Syria really want and a serious solution, this is really accessible. If Geneva II conference acts based on realism, and facts on the ground, then it can be a step in the direction of the progress of issues for a peaceful settlement to the crisis.
Well, you've been watching a press conference out of Tehran of Marzieh Afram, who's the spokeswoman for the foreign ministry, covering a wide range of subjects. Including, obviously, the top situation would be the Syrian situation, where she has reiterated, again, the importance of a political solution.